Actually, our guest tonight, this is very interesting, was supposed to be this guy. His name is Rick Santelli. He's an analyst for CNBC, and he's a former derivatives trader. Recently became famous for a sort of Howard Beale moment on the floor of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. He'd done some critical reporting on the hundreds of billions of dollars of bailout money going to failed banks and failed automakers and insurers of failed banks and automakers. But when it looked like the president wanted a small percentage of that money to go to actual homeowners, whoa-ho! David Banner became the incredible Santelli.
How about this, President and new administration? Why don't you put up a website to have people vote on the internet as a referendum to see if we really want to subsidize the losers' mortgages? This is America. How many of you people want to pay for your neighbor's mortgage that has an extra bathroom and can't pay their bills? Raise their hand.
How about we all...
President Obama, are you listening?
Yeah, man, Wall Street is mad as hell. And they're not gonna take it anymore, unless by it you mean $2 trillion in their own bailout money. That they will take. Now, Mr. Santelli was invited to come on this program and accepted the invitation, and then on Friday, canceled, or I guess the phrase would be bailed out. Would have liked to see Santelli come on this program. Are you listening? Are you listening, Rick Santelli? I have to say, I find cheap populism oddly arousing. But see, Rick Santelli is angry that these loser homeowners are going to get bailed out. He believes in personal responsibility. He believes in not rewarding the losers for missing all the warning signs. I mean, for God's sakes, the guy works at CNBC. They're the best of the best. The only business network that has the information and experience that we need.
In business, knowledge is power. And only one network has the information and experience you need.
I just said that. Because when it comes to business news, you probably can't name another network. Bloomberg. Okay, got it. So to all you dumbass homeowners out there who let your optimism and bad judgment blind you into accepting money that was offered to you from banks, educate yourselves.
Bear Stearns is fine. Do not take your money. This is real. Look, if there's one takeaway other than a plus 400 somebody, Bear Stearns is not in trouble.
Charlie, we talked about this yesterday. Lehman Brothers, he is no Bear Stearns.
I would concur with Charlie that you can't compare Bear Management and Lehman Management. Lehman Management is incredibly engaged and responsive.
Will Merrill need to raise capital? No. That continues to be the refrain from management, from Mr. Thain. You saw they raised $12.8 billion in capital, remember. $4.2 billion of that was excess capital. No need to raise additional capital, says Merrill Lynch.